Well, the warming trend is underway now. Yesterday, temperatures topped out above 70 degrees, only dropped into the 50s and 60s overnight, and that's going to set us up for a long stretch now through the middle of next week of well above average temperatures, not just during the day, but at night, too. We will rival the all-time record high temperature of 85 over the next 5 or 6 days, and we'll also rival some of the warmest overnight low temperatures ever recorded in Jacksonville during the month of January. Some nights won't fall much below 70 degrees between now and the middle of next week. Remarkable for this time of year. Again, of course, it is going to feed that pollen too, which will continue to move and spread northward now over the next few days and become very prevalent by next week. Expect also with this higher humidity a few showers. Anything today is isolated and brief, but we may see a shower or two today. Better chance for some scattered showers over the weekend, but having said that, there'll be plenty of dry hours too, with those very warm temperatures soaring into the 80s. The sea breeze will even try to activate on Saturday and Sunday, triggering a shower and isolated thunderstorm. If you're headed to the beaches this weekend, it won't be bad for this time of year. Water temperatures aren't too bad in the low to mid-60s. I mean, that's chilly, but not for January. And the air temperatures, even at the beaches, will make a run toward 80 degrees over the weekend. And there's that chance for a brief shower or two. There will be a moderate rip current risk thanks to a fairly gusty breeze at times out of the south and southeast. And then we are keeping an eye on a front out to the west. I talked about this yesterday. Major storm system bringing really significant weather to much of the rest of the U.S., just not here at home. Stays well to the north and west of Jacksonville, but severe weather will break out today from Texas into Arkansas and Louisiana and Mississippi, and then spread east and northeastward into much of the Gulf Coast region and parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys on Saturday. So if you're traveling west or northwest, there will be some issues. On the backside of the storm, it's cold. It's a classic winter storm with ice and snow, and this will include Chicago as well as some other major hubs, Detroit, Milwaukee, the Quad Cities, Des Moines, St. Louis, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, all in the wintry precipitation of ice and snow. While on the warm side, it's the heavy rain and storms. So travel is going to be something to be concerned about headed west and north away from Jacksonville. And there will be storms reaching the Florida Panhandle tomorrow, significant storms with severe weather, including isolated tornadoes and high winds and very heavy rain, as well as Georgia. So I-10 west or I-75 north, beware. And heads up, that system, as it heads our way, may trigger a heavy shower or thunderstorm as far east as Lake City and Waycross, north and west of Jacksonville, but not likely moving across the rest of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, at least very well organized, as the system weakens considerably and lifts out well to the north by Saturday night into Sunday. We'll keep an eye on that situation, but what I believe is going to happen is that we just see a few scattered showers over the weekend, and the big story will be the unseasonable warm and humid conditions that we're going to have, well, all the while it's very stormy off to our north and west. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.